Good evening. This is your host, Michael J. Long. It is 7:55 p.m. this great Sunday evening, and I am your host, Michael J. Long. Thank you for joining me. I appreciate it. And of course, it's Sunday the 6th, and we have a special guest that I'd like for an interview today. Please welcome Cat Lady Number 1. Mommy Long, onto the show. And she wants to talk about immigration, so, you know, at least...
Bring it over behind you.
All right. Well, you know, most Americans want to... I mean, most people, I mean, are divided on how to handle the situation with the... border wall and tens
now.
Of thousands
Can
of...
Can I talk?
Yes, you may.
Oh, give me that.
It's recording.
My whiskey.
It's recording. What's your view on immigration? Just state it.
Can you hear me?
Yes, it can.
I'm trying to introduce myself with some music. Now, that was my song for the Build a Wall theme. It's a Build a Wall theme song. And that means build the goddamn wall, keep the third world scums out of here, and let them come in through the front door. And only let them come in if they're going to be productive, they're going to work, and they're not going to sit on their asses collecting welfare. I'm sick and tired of my taxes going up, paying for that stuff. And they have to learn English. We don't have to learn their language. And it's not going to be press one for Spanish anymore. That's going to be abolished. We're going to pick up the phone, and it's going to be English. And if you can't understand it, then I suggest you get your rag ass back down to Guatemala, Honduras, or wherever. Later.
All right, so that's basically your view on immigration, which is build a wall.
Yeah, it's a national security crisis.
So do you really...
Because for the last 20 years, Reagan granted amnesty in 1986, and, oh, God, my cat just took a dump. Excuse me. Oh, Brian! And they're only using that as political ploy. We're going to build a wall, and then they don't want the wall, because right now the Democrats are full of communists, and they need the illegal vote.
All right, so let's say there was a third party that was splitting the Congress. Let's say you had the Democrats, the Republicans.
I'm sorry, folks. My cat just took a dump, and if you guys could smell it.
Okay, so let's say you have the Libertarians, the Democrats, and Republicans in the House, right? And in the Senate. And as you know, most Libertarians want to have an open border type policy, but where we can be inclusive of everyone coming in by reducing the hurdles that it costs for people to come in legally, so that more people will want to come in legally, right? How would you address these concerns with the Libertarians in the House should they start getting elected in the House and in the Senate?
Well, first of all, Libertarians agree with my policy. All Libertarians that I've known agree. You want to come in, you come in through the front door. It's not right that illegal immigrants fill out forms and they got to wait years to get in.
But what
and
if...
Also, there has been a bias to the government. Not this present administration, but the previous administration, Barack Obama, was biased to people that were applying to come to the United States from Eastern Europe. He was prohibiting them and then having the floodgates for people from South America. And we know why, because the ones from Europe come in and they will work. And they're predominantly white. If you get the ones from South America, well, they're predominantly welfare recipients, which is dependent on the Democratic Party. So there's one aspect to it. The other thing is the libertarians agree with my policy. If you want to come into our country, please do. But please come in through the front door.
Well, I don't think the Libertarian Party is saying that you can't come in legally. But I think what the Libertarian Party is also trying to state is, look, you know, we have the most restrictive legal immigration system than any other country in the world. In some countries, you can't even get in unless you win the lottery or something like that. You're chosen by a lottery system in certain countries around the world. Other countries, we've completely banned people from being able to immigrate here. And then you look at a country like somewhere in Asia or close to the home, right? Mexico, Latin America, Central America, and you look at the policies that it would cost for them to come in legally. You know, it would take them like between 10 to 20 years to be able to do it legally, according to the Cato Institute.
And that's why they're all coming through the southern borders.
Well, that's exactly the point they were trying to make, was because most of them are coming in illegally because of the restrictive legal system.
And according to the Constitution, in Article A, numbers 10, Article A, not policy, Article A, number 1, 2, 3, A, B, stipulates the only time that we are supposed to allow X amount of immigrants into this country is when we have a booming economy. When we have a booming economy, we're going to need workforce people. And that's when we allow the flow of immigrants to come in. The problem with that with the Democratic Party is they abused it. They kept them coming in, and then the economy slumped. When the economy slumps, then the American people are competing against low-wage immigrants, and it's hard for them to find a job because these big corporate places rather hire a cheap immigrant than an American because they don't have to pay out for the insurance, health insurance, taxes. They get tax incentives from the government and all that stuff. So we have to control the influx of immigrants from all parts of the globe. We do have to put Americans first. Americans should have a right. I mean, you have these big companies out in California. We have to really enforce the e-verify, these people, companies that hire these immigrants, and they don't care what their status is.
So basically what you're saying is, if you're an entrepreneur who want to create jobs and you decide you want to hire illegals or whatever, that you can't do that. You have to hire people who are either Americans or documented immigrants.
You should hire Americans first.
But
because I'll tell you, by hiring Americans first, it also cuts down the welfare system.
Okay, so let's put all that aside. If I'm an entrepreneur, right, and I decide I want to create a business and hire a variety of different people, could be Americans, it could be documented immigrants, and it could be illegal aliens, right? You're saying that as an entrepreneur, my right to hire...
By law, by the Constitution law, you shouldn't be hiring illegals.
So what you're saying is, if you created a job and it's your job, you don't have the right to decide for yourself who you want to hire. It's basically the government that makes that decision.
No, it has nothing
based
to do
on immigration.
With the government. You have the right to hire. But don't forget, you're not in Mexico, you're in the United States. So you need to hire Americans because it's not right that your company will get tax incentives from the government, not for you to turn around and hire illegals, but for you to hire Americans and hopefully your company will profit. And if your company profits, then you could spread out and get another company someplace else and spread out. Like example, like Dunkin' Donuts, they spread out, or Starbucks. They're little coffee shops, and they're all over the United States. Why? Because of profits. So if you're going to turn around and hire illegals and this and that, and then you're going to collect tax rebates from the government, well, who's the naughty boy now?
So what if we took the government out of the equation and the tax incentives out of the equation, and I decide I want to hire illegals? Is it still my right to decide for myself who I choose to hire, or is that up to the government?
No, I mean, mean, for example, I mean, when I lived in South Troy, there were some hardworking South Troy boys that were being undercut by illegals. You can hire all you want, but that's not going to stop old Chucky Boy calling ICE and raiding your company. And then what? You're going to turn around and have all these illegals handcuffed, and these American boys are going to sit on the corner and across the street from your business laughing, because now you ain't going to have nobody working for you.
Right.
All right.
So what's your view on free trade, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, free trade, I'm glad that Trump got rid of NAFTA. NAFTA was a scam. They were ripping us off, and we weren't getting anything in return. Trump got out first day he got elected, and he stopped it. Now we got the UMCA, and I think that's the best thing. United States, Canada, Mexico Act, and I think that's the best thing. And Trump said, the hell with NAFTA. NAFTA wasn't doing us any good. They were stealing all, taking all the companies were going abroad with cheaper wages, and then they were importing on cheaper wages from around the world. And Americans were getting screwed no matter where they turned.
So what's your overall stance on free trade? Would you agree with it or disagree with it?
I want to become a politician, I'll tell you.
So would you agree or disagree with your overall position on free trade? Like, where do you stand with free trade overall?
I believe, and with Trump's policy, free trade should be fair trade. When China starts to manipulate its currencies and they want to tax us on their exports, but they don't want us to tax their exports, that's not fair trade. I think it's fair trade among all countries abroad. But when you have one or two countries, especially China, that were ripping us off, that's not fair trade. And I believe what Trump said was right. You want to play hardball? We're going to play hardball back. We're going to put tariffs on you. Back. They did it to Canada and brought Canada down to the knees. Trudeau finally called Trump in the middle of the night and said, let's talk again. In order to put Americans first, sometimes you got to be brutal back at the enemy. I got the power.
So your overall stance, I mean, is that we should have this sort of trade system where, if the federal government doesn't feel that
your mommy knows friggin' politics, dude.
All right. Thank you. So that was my mother. And do you have any other final thoughts?
Yeah, Trump, 220. Woo. As you can tell, folks, his mother is a Trumpster. Woo.
All right.
Trump 220 and build a wall and get rid of DACA. They're all, you know, as a matter of fact, no, don't get rid of DACA, because I do sympathize with some of them that were brought in here 20 years ago when they were still in nappy diapers, Huggies, Pampers, whatever you want to call it. And now they're adults and it's like they only know the United States as their home.
Mm-hmm.
But I would turn around and say, in all fairness, you know, you had all these years that they could have said, you know, my mother brought us in here illegal, but now we want to do something right. So, because they're going to grow up and they're going to want children. So what they need to do is come to the government and say, we were brought here through no fault of our own. What are we going to do to turn ourselves around? Why don't they do what, like, your dad's wife did and her daughter? Take the U.S. citizenship test. I'll tell you why. Because they don't want to do that because it's going to be costly, and then they're still, you know, owe themselves to Mexico. They just don't want to do it. There's probably a whole bunch of people in DACA that are willing to do that, and the ones that don't. The ones that don't, I kick them in the ass back on the other side and say, adios, amigos.
All right.
I got the power!
All right. I'm Michael J. Long. It is January the 6th, and thank you for joining me. I appreciate it.